Oh, this third hour of Inland Folk is a production at Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University, and let's hope it goes better than the last hour. My goodness, Dan, get your act together. You hang out on the west side with those Bellingham folks, and you just forget how to be on top of it. I guess maybe that's a Bellingham thing, I suppose. It just sweeps all your cares away and all the stuff that you need to think about. Anyway, that's what it is. This is the third and the final hour. Oh, the Flowers of Edinburgh from the Liberty soundtrack says it's time for the calendar. Oh my goodness. Do you ever just have a day where everything, all a bunch of little things just go awry and you finally just have to hold your hands up in despair and just go, that's the way it goes. Well, that's kind of what is happening here. And so there we go. All righty, calendar, calendar, calendar. This is a show for March the 12th. And we're looking at Solas here. And Solas is going to be in Missoula, I believe it'll be tonight. Now, this show doesn't get down that neck of the woods. Check out Solas' website. But they're going to be in Bellingham at the Mount Baker Theater on St. Patrick's Day on March the 17th. You got to go see Solas. And I think they're bringing Karen Casey with them as the singer on this tour. Oh, my goodness. You have to see it. You can go to the Mount Baker Theater website. They have a couple of different ticket agencies selling these tickets for Solas. And, wow. Oh, man. You know, this is Seamus Egan's band. He's been with the thing. And I believe, you know, they've had different guitar players over the years and different fiddle players and different singers and all this. But it's still such a high standard is Solas. And they are the ultimate in what Irish music can be, both contemporary and traditional, and songs of immigration and songs of love and contemporary songs that they themselves have written. And you just can't lose with Solas. Oh my gosh. So go check them out in Bellingham at the Mount Baker Theater on March the 17th. On March the 17th, lots and lots of Pat's Day stuff going on. Any band and every band that does even one or two Irish tunes can get jobs in virtually any bar that doesn't have entertainment most of the year round. So go ahead and check that out. I will be at the Cougar Cottage from 5 to 7:15. And then I'll go over to Bootser's Coffee House in Moscow and I will do my thing there. Alrighty. March the 19th, dance with Potato Head, the band Potato Head in Moscow, and that's at the 1912 Center for their third Saturday Contra Dance. And of course, there's one at the Unity Church there in Walla Walla, 810 C Street, the old Unity Church, just on the airport road where that dance is. Uh-huh. Third Saturday dances. Now, here's a good one. In the Tri-Cities, there in Pasco at the Unitarian Universalist Church there on Sylvester Road, the annual tumbleweed benefit, they had to accommodate my schedule, so they had to move it up a ways. You want to be there. Last year, we did one with Hank Kramer, and it was amazing. Should do that all over again. Should do that about every other year, Hank, because Hank and I do a lot of similar material, and our approach is very much the same, and we have fun jabbing at each other, and it's just great. And he's such a consummate player to the crowd, you know, and he sings with that deep bass voice. Anyway, it's not about Hank Kramer, but this is just as cool. This is just as cool. The Drunken Maidens. Drunken Maidens, who were kind of the hit of last year's tumbleweed, and they will be there, five-woman group, and they will be there doing their thing, traditional things, and sea shanties and all that kind of thing. And then I will be there as well and maybe do a couple of songs with a couple of members of the Drunken Maidens, which we're already starting to work on. It'll be an amazing concert. So be there. And it is all donations. All donations go to the Tumbleweed Festival on March the 19th. So show up in the Tri-Cities at the Unitarian Universalist Church there in Pasco at 7:30 is when that starts. And it will be a good time for everybody. Alrighty? That's fun stuff. Alrighty. And that's about it. There isn't too much else going on in the calendar. Remember the 50th anniversary of the Alice's Restaurant with Arlo Guthrie. And that's going to be happening at the Bing Crosby Theater there. Get your tickets at Tickets West. And Arlo can still pull it off. Oh, yes, he can. So there is a lot of good stuff. And again, check with your folklore societies, check with your newspapers. Now, the Tumbleweed Festival application is up, and it is due in April. I believe it is due on April the 16th, and that's not that far away. So if you want to play Tumbleweed, make sure that you get your application filled out. Get that all squared away. Alrighty. I have no indication as to whether the Yakima Folklife Festival is continuing this year. I have not received anything about applications for that, but I'm assuming that that's probably already squared away. But, you know, who knows? It happens every year. Somebody pulls it. They had that fella, David or whatever his name was. He pulled it out of the fire and put a lot of energy behind it and did it, you know, the way one would organize as best one could when one isn't really used to pulling things together. And he's such a good musician and he's such a good player. And he kind of made the whole thing work because nobody else was willing to do that. So there you go. Folk festivals, they take work, but boy, when they're good, they are really, really good. Alrighty. Okay. So that's it for the calendar. Let me look at what I want to play here. I want to play this Tom Russell CD. I love this Masabi, and he just does great stuff on this album. Roll the Credits, Johnny, and oh man, there's wonderful stuff. Tom Russell.
I was the kid in the room with heroes and legends tacked up over my head. Yeah, fullbacks and folk singers, matadors and troubadours and hard-running thoroughbreds. Like Silky Sullivan with Willie the Shoe on board, winning the race, coming fast from 30 lengths behind. Well, most of them are gone, but they fly around like angels in my unconscious mind. Aw, kid, don't cry. It's just a cowboy lullaby. The songs will live. Yeah. After the legends die. It's heroes and legends and old lovers, yeah, they're the ones that hurt you most, yeah. Don't get too close to the stage, kid. Don't put your hand in the cage. You're getting way too close. Behind the makeup and the cowboy hats and the guitars, yeah, there might be a human being somewhere. Don't stare into the eye of the clown, kid. You might find a broken heart in there. Aw, kid, don't cry. It's just a cowboy lullaby. The songs will live. After the legends die. Christmas Day is dawning, the legends in the kitchen, and you staring at the phone. Christmas Day can break a man in two when he's drunk in the kitchen all alone. And the children don't call, and old love is a half-remembered bottle of vintage wine. You created the legend, mister, Then the legend rode away and left the man behind. Yeah. One thing I have learned deep down in my road weary soul, don't pay to get into the dance, kid, if you cannot stand the rock and roll. 'Cause one day you might wake up and your heroes and the legends, they've packed it in, they're down the road and gone. You're on your own, little boy blue. Come blow your horn and write your own freedom song. Aw, kid, don't cry. It's just a cowboy lullaby. The songs will live. Aw, kid, don't cry. It's just a cowboy lullaby. The songs will live. After the legends die.
Joy, knowing that you're here. I I feel joy knowing that you're here.
Mark Twain come from Hannibal, Missouri, and various other drunks like me. I learned to play the ukulele, reinvented my destiny. 'Cause no one dies, do they? Not if they play the ukulele. And no one cries, baby, not if they're wishing on a star. Well, maybe. Yes, I kept singing in the rain, dancing in the Klieglite sunshine too. I was the voice of Jiminy Cricket, wishing on a star for you. But I died penniless and forgotten in the motion picture old folks home. In Neverland I was in high cotton, my voice warbled out of the gramophone. But no one really dies, do they? Not if they play the ukulele. And no one cries, baby, not if they're wishing on a star. Well, maybe. Down my walking cane, my old vaudevillian crooning pipes. I got one more song for you, Charlie, the lonesome death of ukulele. But no one really dies, do they? Not if they play the ukulele. And no one really hurts, baby, not if they're wishing on a star. Well, maybe. It's only a paper moon hanging over a cardboard sea.
Take me. Rusty Nelson and Sue Young, the Rusty Young Band. And we also heard I Feel Joy from them. And in there, Tom Russell from this wonderful album called Mesabi. And we heard When the Legends Die. Of course, I think there's a reference there somewhere in that title to Hal Borland's book. But it's all about, and of course, Tom Russell just thinks and knows everybody. He's been around for a long, long, long time. We also heard his lonesome death of Ukulele Ike, which is true. He died penniless in the old folks' home for motion picture stars. And he did do the voice of Jiminy Cricket. And he also did some of those educational films as Jiminy Cricket. You know, he would come on that Disney did about, oh, for kids, you know, you and your body and you and your health and all this kind of thing. And of course, he helped open up the old Mouseketeers show. Ukulele Ike recorded, they think, the very first recording of Singing in the Rain in 1927 and also did a wonderful version of Paper Moon, Ukulele Ike. He has a cameo in the movie Gone with the Wind. If you look for him, he's right in there. They're in the hospital, Olivia de Havilland and Vivian Leigh, and they're hanging out in the hospital, and they're looking at a wounded soldier, and he says, "You remember my brother Jeff when we used to fish down there at Plum Creek or something like that." Anyway, and that's Ukulele Ike as well. So he was around, and he was an old vaudevillian, and he did vaudevillian things. And when he learned to play the ukulele, it gave him a whole new take on life. Ukulele Ike. I love this album, this Mesabi album. David Maloney turned me on to this album, and it's a great little album. We're going to play Roll the Credits Johnny, which is intense, but it is so cool. Tom Russell, who can just move you in a lot of different ways.
Roll the credits, Johnny. You up there in the projection booth. Our dream time is over. Time to put our shoes on and hit the street. But wasn't it beautiful? Didn't we forget about the sad times for a while? The good guys won, the bad guys tasted bitterness and defeat. We kissed the leading ladies, felt the warmth of their deep caress, drank with kings and prophets. We rode rocket ships to the stars. But it's dark now on the streets of life. Christ, I think I lost my pocket knife in there. God damn it, Johnny, I can't even remember where in hell we parked the car. But singing keeps the fear away. And whistling keeps the wolves at bay. Remember all we might have been, all the love that could have been. Let's storm the old ramparts. Let's sing the love songs from old movies in our hearts. She held her hair back with her hands. Christ, I wish I was her leading man. She knows more than you'll ever know. Talks to birds and animals. Why won't she talk to me? Wish she could just step down off the screen. That little blonde in tight black jeans. Christ, I'm losing my mind now, Johnny. Crows are laughing at us up in the trees. But singing keeps the fear away, and whistling keeps the wolves at bay. Remember all we might have been, all the love that could have been. Let's storm the old rampart. Let's sing those love songs from old movies in our hearts. Let's sing old love songs from the movies in our hearts. Roll the credits, Johnny. Hey, roll the credits, Johnny. Roll the credits, Johnny.
What can I do to make you understand what you do to me? Sitting that world away across the room, forever watching you, not watching me. Even though I know I'm not the one you sing your love songs to, I can't stop dreaming, I can't stop hoping. Maybe someday you won't walk away, you'll turn to me and open up your arms. I'll fall into you, pledge my life to make you happy, keep you safe and keep you warm. What do I have to do to make you see? I think you're beautiful, with the spirit of an angel that radiates in all you do. Not do anything to make you think that I was beautiful. Only for a moment you could see me the way that I see you. Cause girl, you haunt me when I'm sleeping. In my dreams we walk together, but then I wake up on my own and I can't break free. You have me shackled, and your eyes they cut right through me like a knife straight to the bone. You worry, and if this song should ever reach you, rest assured it's not a plea. And believe me when I say I'm trying to learn how not to need you, but I die each time I realize that you have no need of me. I know deep inside myself this pain won't last forever. This wound will slowly heal with time, and I'll be whole again. And if I stand too close or stare too long, darling, please forgive me. I'm not trying to make you nervous, but I'm still learning to pretend that I don't want you, that you don't matter, that you could disappear this moment, and I would not really care. It won't disturb you, cause I respect you. But if you ever find them on your mind, just call me and I will be there. Yeah, 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 yeah.
James Durst, Shackled. Oh my gosh. How about that? How about that wonderful, wonderful, sort of flexible vocal thing that he does? It's great. This is from, this is from an Oasis acoustic sampler, and there are all kinds of people on this, but He's got his stuff out, and we'll talk about that a little bit later on. But we have to take a break. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Marr. Stick around because we have a half hour's worth of music left to go, so you just hold your horses because we are coming back with lots, lots, lots more music. So Inland Folk's a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. Hang on because we're coming back.
Enjoying this program? We'll thank the members of Northwest Public Radio and Festival Dance in Residence at the University of Idaho and the Palouse Choral Society, because sponsorship from organizations like these work together with donations from listeners like you to bring you programs you value. Become a supporter today at nwpr.org under support.
It looks wet and windy for the next few days. Overcast skies and widespread showers today, remaining rainy this evening when the wind will pick up, turning to gusts up to 30 miles per hour. Tomorrow you'll wake up to a gray and gusty Sunday morning with a chance of rain or even snow showers. Highs today on the Palouse of 50, Lewis Clark Valley 55.
Thank you.
Solas, and Charmy Chaplin. Solas has gone through so many different changes and styles, and they're actually doing a lot more traditional now. And they will be at the Mount Baker Theater. Oh, yes, Solas will. They will be there, I promise you. And that's on St. Patrick's Day itself. So go to the Mount Baker Theater website and check that out. You should see Solas because they are amazing. I just don't know what musicians are coming with them this time. They are something to see. And that Mount Baker Theater, they do some cool stuff. They don't send me a lot of stuff in time, but they do some amazing things there at the Mount Baker thing. And around every Pat's Day, they try and do something fairly notable. And this is a good one. Solas, go check it out. All righty. Here's the group Notorious. This is called Ice Storm.
Jimmy Rogers used to ride the rolling boxcars in the summertime. Jimmy, he'd play his guitar, and I'd sit back and watch the stars and sip my wine. Me and Audie Murphy, we would crawl out on our bellies through the German lines. Audie, I won't leave you here, I'll pull you through, 'cause buddy, you're a pal of mine. Didn't me and Phil Rizzuto move around like lightning on the double play? I'd look over in the stands and Marilyn would see me and she'd start to wave. Hell no, Coach Lombardi, this broken back ain't nothing if the game is saved. And tell the fellas if I die to put a little golden football on my grave. Me and Tony Zale, we used to spar for hours up in Stillman's gym, knowing that someday it would be the garden and the championship for me or him. And Coop, if no one in this town is man enough to stand with you when Frank Miller comes, come high noon I'll walk with you. I may be young, but I know how to use a gun. And John Wayne, he once said to me, the Japs have got the island, and we gotta save the old red, white, and blue. And someone's gotta swim out to the submarine and warn them. And I hate like hell to have to ask you to. And say there, Betty Grable, I know that you could be a star, but with my drinking, I just hold you back. So go on and sign the contract, hon. I'll read about you in some old newspaper, blowing through some lonesome hobo shack. Me and Jimmy Rogers used to ride the rolling boxcars in the summertime. Jimmy, he'd play his guitar, and I'd sit back and watch the stars and sip my wine.
It's quarter to midnight. Hopeful body swinging the dim light. No one I want to give myself to. Then I stumble and I see you. And my heart begins to shake in my big black boots. As I hesitated, as I contemplated, as I ruminated, as I waited hard to talk to you, to kiss you, oh, to kiss you, oh, to kiss you. As I hesitated, as I contemplated, as I ruminated, as I debated whether to make my move on you, to kiss you, oh, to kiss you, oh, kiss you. It's 10 to midnight. My black boots have on funny chains. I try to walk to you, but my legs feel strange. Whole club goes into slow-mo. My friend says, make your move, she's about to go. As I hesitated, as I contemplated, as I ruminated, as I waited, to kiss you, oh, to kiss you, oh, to kiss you, oh. As I hesitated, as I contemplated, as I ruminated, as I debated whether to make my move on you. To kiss you, oh, to kiss you, oh, to kiss you, oh. Now it's 5 to midnight. The lazy moon, she laughs at me. And I want to cry, oh, as I watch you leave. My black boats run after you. Flies to the moon. As I hesitated, as I contemplated, as I ruminated, as I waited, oh, to talk to you. To kiss you, oh, to kiss you, oh, to kiss you. As I hesitated, as I contemplated, as to kiss you, oh, to kiss you, oh, to kiss you. But the next day, I swear to God it's true, I was standing at 4th and Clement, waiting for bus number 2. Then I turned around and I saw you. And you smiled, and you gave me my big black boot. I no longer hesitated, contemplated, or ruminated. I leaned over, and I kissed you, oh, I kissed you.
Well, that was interesting. Anna Faith from her album Anatomy of a Relationship. Anna Faith, all one word. Anna Faith. Interesting in that I'm not sure where I'm at with that, but I'm sure a lot of people think exactly in that terminology. Anna Faith. Yes, indeed. And before that art theme, we will always play an art theme until we get to the anniversary of his death. And art theme, and this was a song written by Shel Silverstein. Me and Jimmy Rogers, me and Phil Rizzuto, me and Tony Zale, me and Coop, me and Gary Cooper, John Wayne, and Audie Murphy, all these idols. And do you ever think about and kind of fantasize about hanging out with your idol and your hero? Kind of like Tom Russell talked about in his When the Legends Die track. Pretty neat. Pretty neat to think in those terms. And, you know, it's all about role models. It makes you wonder today, you know, who are the role models for? Because we don't talk to our kids as much as maybe I don't have kids, but I'm sure that we don't talk to them and figure out why they're role models or who they are. And maybe when we were kids, nobody ever examined with us why our role models were our role models, except they could leap tall buildings at a single bound and, you know, catch a speeding bullet. And, you know, pull a speeding locomotive or whatever it is. What makes a role model? What makes a hero? How about that? All righty. Let's wind her up here. We got time for one more track. This is Lonesome Lyle Morse. Oh, Lonesome Lyle Morse, who's just a good guy. He's a doctor, actually. And he's a good one, they say. And he's a good man. And he plays the blues and he plays it right. Lonesome Lyle Morse. Here we go.
Life can be
slope, you can find yourself a tingling at the end of your rope. Life can be a slippery slope, you can find yourself a tingling at the end of your rope. So if you feel yourself a sliding, you don't feel right, just dig in your feet and hold on tight. Take a note, holidays, well, it keeps you howling at the end of the day. Hope can take a note, holidays, well, it keeps you howling at the end of the day. So if your mind's in a mess and you feel real sad, just keep on trucking, don't feel so bad. Fathom, don't retaliate.
Some Lyle Morse there with his buddies Brad Keeler and Laddie Ray Melvin. Of course, they worked as a trio at times, but he recruited them to do some backup on this album, and so they did. And that's what it sounded like. Good stuff. Slippery Slope. Lonesome Lyle Morse. Uh-huh. And well, we're almost off our Slippery Slope for this. Kind of was a Slippery Slope program. Sometimes it just works out that way. I don't want to cogitate on it too much. It just didn't seem like it. Just always was not like where I would like it to be. But there's just a bunch of good music out there, and hopefully you got something out of it. And that's the way she goes. There's always a good song somewhere, isn't there? Alrighty, don't you be forgetting now, next week, don't you be forgetting on March the 19th, I will be in the Tri-Cities there for the annual Tumbleweed Benefit. And remember, that's what it is. So if you want to help out the Tumbleweed Festival and you either can't be there or you don't quite know how you can do it, show up and we'll do a good concert for you. Along with the group The Drunken Maidens, who sort of took the whole thing by storm, and they come out of Seattle. A lot of cool people, a lot of knowledge, a lot of Scottish country dance and Celtic fiddle and guitar and wonderful vocals and all this knowledge from all these five women who've been doing their own thing for quite a few years, and now they've compiled it all into this group, The Drunken Maidens, and they are already attaining a higher standard even in their own views. So, and they're good anyway, so check that out already at the Unitarian Universalist Church there on Sylvester Road in Pasco next week on the 19th of March. Heidi's singing about the highways and the freeways, Email me at dsanddaniel, M-A-H-E-R, at WSU.edu. Call me at 509-332-5047. Amanda Cully doing the playlists, which will be up Tuesday, and you can find them at nwpr.org. Go into the cultural thing and look for Inland Folk, and there it all is. I want you folks to have fun making good music. Enjoy everything that good music can give you, and take all those good roads anywhere you want to take them, because they are your roads, folks, and ain't nobody else's. We're going to be back next week for another edition of Inland Folk, and until then, we're out of here. Bye.